Hi, my name is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to create an ASP.NET Ajax extender from scratch. First thing we need to do is to create a project that will contain all the logic for our extender. So we'll go up here to our solution and add a new project. And the type of project template we want to use is the ASP.NET Ajax control project. We'll create it in Visual Basic. You could easily create it in C# as well. So let's call this disabled button VB, and let's put this in our sample directory, and we'll create a VB subfolder for that. Click OK, and the template creates our project. Notice there's three types of files that are in the project by default. First is a JavaScript file where we'll put our client-side logic. There is a designer file which would contain design time functionality and the class for the extender logic. Now what this disabled button class is going to do is it's going to work with both a button and a text box, and if there's no text in the text box, it will disable the button by default. Now the next thing you want to do is you can see there's a my property default property here added by the project template, and we want to change that property to be a more meaningful name that's applicable to what we're doing here in our disable button extender. So let's change that from my property to target button ID, so we have a property that indicates the ID of the button that we're targeting with our extender. So we'll go through here and replace the three instances of that. So then what we want to do is add a second property here that stores some text that we'll use to put in the button when it's disabled. So we'll just leverage what we have here for this property, copy it, paste it down here, and in this particular one, instead of target button ID, what we want to call it is default text, or rather disabled text. So we'll take target button ID and change that to disabled text, and we'll change it for all instances in this current selection. So we change all three of those, so we're all set. Now we have the second property here. We do need to go up here and add another attribute to our target button ID, because we always want this to refer to a button control. So we'll add a new property here called ID reference property, and let's give that a value of type button here. Just close off the attribute there. Now the last thing we want to do before we go off and add some JavaScript is to go to the target control type, and we want to change that to be a text box, because that's the type of control that we're targeting with our extender. So we'll go over here and open up the JavaScript class, and as I said, this contains the client-side logic for our extender. And you can see the project template created a property down here, my property, just like we had in the extender class, so we need to change this to parallel what we did in the extender class. So we'll highlight my property here, we'll do a little search and replace, and we'll change it to target button ID. We want to change all the instances in the current document, and there are two of those. Now because this is JavaScript and it's case sensitive, we also have to look for the lowercase version, because the way this is set up is that the lowercase version is actually the private variable that contains the value. So let's go through here and change those three instances of that. We're all set there. Now what we want to do is create a second property that is the disabled text, as the same one we had over there in the extender class. So we'll just take the syntax here for the target button, and we'll paste in a copy of that. Let's do a little search and replace here, and what we want to do is take the target button ID and change that to disabled text. So we'll replace those. Again, we have to do the lowercase version because that will be the private variable that actually contains the value. Two of those, and actually we need to go up here to the top of the class and we need to add a property value for the disabled text. So we'll get rid of disabled button ID and we'll change it disabled text. So now we need to add an event handler for the key up event so that it will actually manipulate the disabled state of the button. So let's go down here and oh, there's one thing that we need to change. We did a copy and paste on line 46, and since this is the prototype of the function, we need to make sure we have a comma there so that it continues on and picks up the rest of these properties. So we'll go down here to line 56 and let's name this onKeyUp as a function, and what we want to do is create the prototype for it here. Indent it there. Now the first thing we want to do is get the value of the target button ID that was set at design time. So we'll create a variable here to store that, and we'll use the AJAX library get shortcut, and we want to get the target button ID value. So then if we get something there, what we want to do is check and see whether or not there's any text in the text box, and if there is, then we would enable the button. If there isn't, we'll disable the button. So we're going to create a local variable called disabled, and that we'll do here is compare whether or not there's an empty string in the element value. Then we will set the disabled property of the element, which is the button in this case, equal to that value. Next, we'll see whether or not there's any text in the disabled button text property. Then, if we're in a disabled state, what we'll do is one thing, and if we are not in a disabled state, we'll do another thing. And what we want to do if it's disabled is to take the current value in the button text or label, and we want to store it so we can set it later. So we'll put that in the old value property. There we are. There's the value of the current button text. And then what we want to do is to set the button text equal to the property disabled text value. Text value. There we go. So then down here, if the button is now enabled, what we want to do is first we will check to see if there's something in the old value property, and if there is, we'll set that to be the value in the button. So now our event handler should be complete, and the next thing we need to do is go up here and create, or rather attach, this event handler. One thing before we leave here and go add that handler is I see a little typo, which we're going to correct, and it should be disabled text value instead of disabled button text, so we'll just correct that. We'll go up here to the initialization function, or initialize function, and we'll add it here. So what we want to do is add handler, and we'll use the Ajax shortcut here for adding a handler. And the first parameter that we want to add is the element that exposes the event, and so that would be this element. Set there. Now what we want to do is define what event it is that we want to add the handler for, and it is keyUp. And we need to add the event handler. So here we're going to create a delegate, and that delegate will be for this, and it will be mapped to onKeyUp. Then what we want to add is one more thing. We want to actually invoke this the first time through when it's initializing, so it sets the disabled state of the button. Okay, let's build the project here just to make sure we got everything right. There we go. We're all set. Even though it built correctly, since it's not compiling our JavaScript, I see one little correction here that we want to make, and it's onKeyUp is the event that we want to fire, or the method that we want to fire. There, now we're all set. So now let's add a website to test out our extender. We'll appear to the solution and add a new website. We'll create an Ajax-enabled website. In this case, we're going to give it the name Ajax-enabled website VB. Then on our default ASPX page in our website, we need to add a couple things. As we said, this is an extender that targets a text box and a button. So let's add a text box and a button to our page. First, we'll add a button here. And then we will add a text box. And the next thing we need to do is get a reference to our extender. So we'll go to the website, add a reference to the project that contains the extender. Then we need to go back to the source view on our page, and we need to register the assembly and namespace. So go down here and add a register tag, and the assembly that we want to add is disabled button VB. And the namespace is disabled button VB dot disabled button VB. And we need a tag prefix, and let's just make that CC1. So we're all set registering the assembly. Now we need to put an instance of it on the page. We'll go down here and add an instance of disabled button VB extender, give it an ID, and we'll call that disabled button VB extender 1. There we go. We need to add a run at server attribute. Now we'll go back to the design mode. We need to set a few properties. There's our extender on the page. And we'll go over to the property window, and the target control for the extender is the text box. And then in the text box, once we have the extender attached, we have access to the properties related to the extender. And disabled text is what we want the button text to be when it is disabled, so we'll just put enter text. And the button that we're targeting with the extender is button 1. So now let's test out our page here. So we'll start it up. And there's our page. And by default, the button is disabled. And the enter text is the label. Now if we go over here to the text box, as soon as we start to type in text, we'll see that the button enables and its label changes back to button. So we created a custom Ajax extender here from scratch. In this case, it was an extender that worked with a text box and a button. And whenever there was no text in the text box, the button was disabled. I encourage you to download the source code, take a look at it in more detail. I hope you found this video informative. This is Chris Pels. Thank you very much.